with you guys.
Case 14-23-265.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I'm not a man. It's okay. All right, she got my hotline. Got my hotline number. Just in case.
Just give me 30 seconds.
Sources.
I'll be right back.
He went willingly. He said, yes. Had three drinks in the summer.
Yeah, you need to contact the issuing authority. That would
once
be the
get
town.
A letter from us, once they get a letter from us,
turn
they'll
bill.
Issue us a permit.
That was on all the virtual stuff. Like the net, looked like it came all that.
About dinner time. Huh? Oh, yeah.
It's cold here. I put me up. All right. Case number 14-23-265. For the record, Attorney Milne is still here. Attorney Milne, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Sure. My name is Kyle Bill. I am representing the issuing authority in this matter, the Commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. We are here today because the appellant's pistol permit was revoked based on suitability grounds. We intend to show that on or about June 11, 2022, the appellant was found to be open carrying a loaded firearm on his person while attending a youth sporting event at a school complex. The police were called to the school after the appellant and another parent had gotten into an altercation with their respective children involved after the sporting event. It should also be noted that this appellant also had his permit for only a few years at this time, which we felt was a short duration and was, you know, a very concerning incident at this time.
Hey, sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, ma'am. The police were called by her. It wasn't by anybody else. It wasn't because it was exposed. I did conceal, even though at the time it was open carry. I didn't expose it to anyone. And it was called because the altercation was involved with my stepson. Another gentleman grabbed my stepson aggressively. So she told me I'm gonna call, so she called. It wasn't because I had my firearm on me. I actually approached the officer, which was him as well, and he directed me to Jenny Regis, I believe, is the other officer. Jenny Garcia. He was talking to the person that was in the altercation. He directed me to her. I spoke to her. I walked up to her, gave her my license and my permit. I said, listen, I do have it on me, but I'm not being belligerent or not. I'm being very respectful. And then I believe he was the one that arrested me at the time.
All right, Attorney Milne, it's your case.
Okay. Officer, can you state your full name for the for the board and please spell it?
Sure. First name is Brandon, last name is Caires, C-A-I-R-E-S.
And were you working as an officer in the Rocky Hill Police Department on June 11th, 2022?
I was.
Do you remember the complaint of a fight?
Yes.
Sorry. That's one of the last questions. Do you remember the complaint of a fight located at a school on this date?
I do.
Where did you respond?
To the Rocky Hill High School.
Can you describe that area?
Generic high school, small town, two entrances, one in the front, one on the north side where the athletic fields are. It's a complex with a parking lot in the front, to the side, sports complexes surrounding the building.
What did you observe when you were
So we were dispatched to some type of fight or altercation in progress. I was the first one on scene. I pulled into that north parking lot. The caller described a person wearing a Yankees hat being involved in the altercation. When I got on the scene, I located that person with the Yankees hat, and I immediately got out and started talking to that person. I saw multiple people walking away from the soccer fields. The The gentleman I was speaking to in the Yankee Sat described some type of altercation with his son. His son and another player, parents getting involved, and then at some point, the gentleman wearing the Yankee Sat pointed out the appellant as being the person who he had a physical altercation with at the event.
Did you observe a firearm on the appellant?
Yeah, so as I was talking to the gentleman in the Yankee Sat, I saw the appellant walking towards us. The Yankees Sat gentleman pointed out the appellant as being the person that was involved with him on the field. The appellant had the opportunity to walk on the sidewalk. He actually walked in the roadway, which is how I noticed that he was open carrying a SIG 9mm firearm on his right waist. I could see it so clear that I knew that there was an optic on it. You know, I could see the handle of a gun. At that point, I immediately stopped what I was doing, obviously not knowing what his intentions were at that time. Detained him, did a Terry pat-down, knowing that he was armed, and there was just a report of a fight, so a Terry pat-down was conducted where the weapon was removed and was placed in handcuffs.
Okay. Was the firearm loaded?
Yes.
Do you know how many rounds?
I didn't count them, but the reports that I witnessed from our in-house records said 10 unspent 9mm casings.
Did you have any opportunity to speak to the appellant that day?
Yes and no. I didn't have any like direct interviews with him, other than when I placed him in handcuffs, I said to him, you know, you can't be carrying a gun on school grounds, and he acknowledged it in the affirmative, like, yeah.
Was it verbal or?
Verbal.
Okay. All right, do you remember if the appellant explained what happened that day?
I know, I wasn't so, backstory, I wasn't the arresting officer, I was the assisting officer. The arresting officer is actually hired by the state police now, so that's why I'm here. I wasn't the one who actually arrested him, but I was there for all and witnessed everything that happened. So I did not have those direct statements with him, but I was there for some of it.
Okay. You're there at the soccer field. What steps did you take? Did you do any sort of investigative steps?
Yeah, so obviously it's chaotic. There's multiple people. The appellant's wife was, yelling at us. We had the other gentleman's wife, the one from the Yankees Sat, she was yelling at us. There was parents that were walking all over the place. Their 13-year-old kids had just witnessed a brawl by adults in the middle of the soccer field after a soccer game. So everyone's yelling and everyone's kind of going crazy. We were able to interview some of the people on scene. One of the people, I believe, is in my report by the last name of Powell. He's listed in my report, and that gentleman specifically pointed to the appellant as being an instigator, and also the gentleman in the Yankees Sat being the two that were primarily involved in this altercation on the soccer field.
Okay. Do you remember interviewing the appellant's wife?
Yes.
And what did she tell you happened?
She expressed some concern about a child from, it's a Weathersfield-Rocky Hill game, the appellant's from Rocky Hill, so they expressed concerns that a Weathersfield soccer player at some point attacked her son. At one point she noted a chokehold, but no one could corroborate that. Basically just saying that the Weathersfield kid attacked her son, which is why everything escalated to the point it did. She also indicated that there was arguments between moms on opposing teams. I guess the Rocky Hill team had won pretty badly against the Weathersfield team, so there was some back and forth between the moms, and which resulted in the kids arguing, which resulted in apparently the guy in the Yankee Sat touching the appellant's wife's son, and which resulted in the altercation between the two adults. That makes sense.
And so you couldn't find any other testimonies that corroborated the wife's version of the events?
No, there was no other reports of a chokehold, that's for one. There was, by the son's own admission, he said something along the lines of, I don't want to misquote it, but there's something in my report about what the son's said happened. But it wasn't anything like an assault. There was no assault or anything like that on anyone. It was something about someone touching me. And yeah, that was There's no reports on any assaults or anything like that.
Now, you stated earlier you were the one not to arrest the appellant?
Correct.
Okay.
At the time, we were discussing, we were discussing kind of like what the best step would be. Our concern was, for a legal purpose, whether or not we had escalated to a breach of peace. In theory, it was. We had a soccer coach involved with an adult parent engaged in an altercation. Figured at that moment in time, the best course of action was to issue creating public disturbance tickets to both the gentleman in the Yankees hat as well as the appellant, and the appellant was custodially arrested for the felony possession of a firearm on school property, which is true across the board in any state you go to, including here in Connecticut. Actually, the exceptions to that carve out even law enforcement is not allowed to carry on school property unless they're in the official performance of their duty. So in that case, he obviously wasn't acting as a peace officer or anything like that.
I just want to clarify that real quick. The charge wasn't that he was a felony in possession.
Sorry, no. The charge is criminal possession of a firearm on school property, which is a Class D felony. That's where the felony aspect came from.
Okay. And to your knowledge, he was not a school resource officer?
No, he never expressed any exception to that statute that would allow him to carry a firearm on school grounds.
And why? What are your concerns with an individual on school grounds?
To put it bluntly, I mean, it's 2024. Anyone carrying a firearm on school grounds could potentially become the victim of a officer-involved shooting. Obviously, in this case, he wasn't doing anything with the firearm. He wasn't pointing it at people. There was no reports of that. It was on his waist when he came out to us. The firearm was holstered in his waistband, but he was clearly open carrying it. He expressed that he knew he had the firearm on him. I saw that it was taken off of him through lawful means, and he acknowledged that when I placed him in handcuffs that he knew he couldn't carry a firearm. I think he had multiple opportunities from the time he woke up that day. He decided to carry a firearm on him, which again is his legal right, but he was going to a soccer game with kids involved on school property, so there's two bad decisions right there. He engages in a fight on school property with the firearm on him, and then had the opportunity to secure that firearm and never did. So I think he had plenty of opportunities to secure it, which is why ultimately the course of action was taken. I think you also could have looked at like 20 counts of risk of injury at that point as well. So
thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay, Mr. Appellant, keeping in mind you're going to have a chance to tell us your side of the story, do you have any questions for the officer based on his testimony?
When you noticed that I had a pistol on my waist, did I have already approached Jenny Garcia and she had my license and my permit in her hand? Was I speaking to her numerous minutes before you approached me and then put me in cuffs?
No. Okay. Yeah, there's body camera footage that I reviewed again. Okay. Yesterday before the hearing today, just to refresh my recollection of what happened, you were clearly observed walking from the soccer fields in the directions of the officers, us. No one had seen you at that point, and if that were the case, then I would imagine you would have told you had a firearm on you in the first place when you first started talking to her.
Did I approach you and you directed me to Jenny Garcia while you were speaking to the gentleman that was in the altercation?
No, I was talking to the gentleman in the altercation. He pointed you out specifically as the person that was involved with him. That's when I zoned in on your waistband and saw the firearm, which is when I walked over to you, had you place your hands behind your back, placed you in handcuffs, and we had the firearm removed.
So at this point, if you have your body cam on, I would like to see it. Because at this point, not that I want to see it make any sense, but that's how it happened. I'm a person, I don't get in trouble.
You're going to have your chance to...
Okay, sorry, it was just questioning, sorry. Yeah. My apologies.
Any other questions,
No,
sir?
That'll be it.
Does the board have any questions of the witness? Seeing none, do you have any other witnesses?
I have no other witnesses.
Okay, sir, it's your chance to tell us what you'd like us to know.
I didn't have a brawl with the gentleman. I pushed him off my stepson. I didn't hit him. I had chances. He was tussling with someone else within their own team. They were holding him down. Obviously, she called the cops because of the gentleman was aggressively grabbing my son. and I honestly wasn't approaching any harm to anybody. In the morning, it was like me brushing my teeth. I put it on my waist and I go. I wasn't gonna go to the game. I ended up going to the game and I kind of forgot that I had it in my waist. I know I'm not supposed to, and it was my mistake. If I'm granted, obviously I will never do that again. But and honestly, I was very respectful to them, and that'll be it. Okay.
Attorney Milne, do you have any cross or questions?
Briefly. Can you describe the timeline of the day? So what time, when did you put on the fire alarm?
I went to run some quick errands in the morning. I would say probably like 9 o'clock. I left the home and then came back after a while.
Okay. So you went on errands and you had your firearm with you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you went back to your house?
Yeah, I went back home. Yeah.
Okay. And then you went back out to the soccer game?
We all left together. Okay. I believe it was around that time. I'm not sure. I think the game was like around 12-something, if I'm not wrong. I'm not sure exactly.
Okay. Was it loaded when you took it?
Yes.
Okay. Do you usually leave your firearms loaded or unloaded when you're not around them?
It's always in the safe.
Do you always choose the open carry?
Actually, it's inside the waistband, so when he says open carry, it's kind of questionable. I own it inside the waistband.
You do? Do you have a holster for it, or is it?
100%, yes. And it's inside the waistband. Might have seen the print, maybe depending on the shirt that I had. Might have saw the print, maybe, you know, but I never open carry on outside. I always inside the waistband.
Have you ever brought a gun with you to a school before?
No.
Is there a chance that you have?
No.
Didn't you just testify earlier that you didn't even realize you had it on you?
That day.
That day?
Yes.
But you did, so it couldn't be
prior possible. To that, no, sir. That day, yes.
Did you know that you couldn't have a firearm on school property?
I'm aware of that, yes, sir.
Since this incident, have you attended any safety courses?
No, sir.
Did you have to pay a fine with respect to the public servants?
Yes.
Remember filling out a form and a questionnaire for this proceeding?
Yes. Not word for word, but I remember doing it.
Okay. Can you go just kind of verify that? Is that your handwriting?
Yes, sir.
So no one else filled this out for you?
No, sir.
Okay. What's the date of that questionnaire?
Received or the bottom?
The bottom.
June 2019.
All right. I apologize. I meant the last page. That was my fault.
It's okay. We're all out to make mistakes.
Touché.
7-10-2022. Oh, sorry. 11-1-22.
Okay. Just pulling up so I have my copy because it's. I know the. Sorry. so you write in here, I've appeared in court and charges have been dismissed. Is that?
So, we're here?
Yep, I'll read that statement.
Yes.
You can just read the second sentence.
I have appeared in court and charges have been dismissed.
Okay. You were, you in fact pled out to that public disturbance charge, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, that's all.
Okay, thank you.
And no further questions.
Does the board have questions for the appellant? No? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
I have her as a witness. She can, it's gonna be the same story, you know. But I have her.
Do you want to ask her questions?
That's okay.
Is there something you'd like to say, ma'am?
Yes. So, the incident involving the altercation did not involve him. It was my son and the guy in the Yankees hat, but they never touched each other. And I called the police because he did grab my son in the chokehold, and that's the moms that were arguing with actually the treasurer of the Rocky Hill Sharks team, soccer team, with another Weathersfield mom, and we kind of just got, I got involved in it, and I said, you know, they're just kids, it's just a game, and I walked away. The other kid came towards me, the son, and called me, in bad languages, called me a bitch, and then that's when my son heard, and they started yelling at each other, and the dad grabbed my son. As I called the police, I walked off the field, and when I saw Officer Garcia, my boyfriend was already giving him or her his permit and his license when the officer arrested him. So we were walking towards Jenny Garcia to give her the information. The first thing he wanted to do was let them know that he did have his firearm on him. When we went to see the attorney, I didn't think we were on school grounds because the high school, we were on the field or in the grass behind the track where the football field is, and there's a track, so we were behind that. So I didn't know that was considered those school grounds. He's never, I mean, we have two kids at home, he's never took out his stuff in front of the kids. They don't know where it's at. I don't have access to where it's at. He's a great worker. I mean, he never gets in trouble. He's never gotten in trouble before this. That's pretty much.
Attorney Mill.
I don't have any questions for her.
Does the board have questions? What happened in court, sir?
They brought it down to a disorderly conduct.
Oh, so you pled guilty to disorderly conduct?
Yes. Oh, public disturbance, I'm sorry.
Oh. Did you have to use accelerated rehabilitation at all?
No.
You didn't? All right, any other witnesses?
No, ma'am.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes.
Would you like to make a closing statement, sir?
Yeah, I don't oppose any even at the moment that I had it in the school, I didn't oppose any threat to anybody. Even having it, I would never, wherever I go, I had options. You know, not options, but it was much enough that he was grabbing my son. Anybody could have been like, that's reason enough to maybe show it or anything or threaten. It's not, but I'm emotionally anybody in this world. And I kept my composure and I just pushed him off, you know. And I still didn't want to brand it. I didn't want to show it. I didn't threaten nobody. And I always keep my composure. That's just all I want to say.
Thank you, sir. Attorney Milne.
The appellant possessed a loaded handgun while attending a school soccer game in the state of Connecticut. There's just no place for handguns on school property unless properly authorized. And while actually carrying this firearm, the appellant voluntarily participated in the altercation.
altercation, and it appears that it ended up escalating from the officer's testimony. And I think our officer was quite credible in his testimony today. Children were not, they were not only in the immediate area, but they were also involved in this incident. And the idea that walking into that type of incident with a possible firearm that could have been grabbed would have just, could have ended in horrific kind of circumstances. We don't believe there's any sort of training or any sort of, there's no real any sort of training or sort of rehabilitation from that incident necessary to show that enough time has passed that really kind of excuses the appellant's lack of judgment and responsibility in carrying the firearm. For that reason, we don't believe the revocation of the firearm should be disturbed at this time.
Thank you. Comments by the board? It's a commentless day. Ms. Johnson.
Issuing authority at this time.
Colonel Lewis.
I'm all great to issue authority at this time.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority at this time.
Dr. Conrad.
I'm going to vote for the appellant. I found him to be very forthcoming, composed. I actually believe that his testimony that he inadvertently brought the gun to the soccer practice. I also believe his testimony that he was not an instigator in any of the unrest that occurred. And I found his witnesses' testimony to be forthright as well.
Well, my vote doesn't matter. I'm voting issuing authority at this time just because of the firearm on the school grounds. You're very credible. I know it was a mistake. Fully appreciate we're all entitled to mistakes, which we are. So when I say at this time, I think what we're all of us who voted at this time means a little bit more time needs to pass between this incident and you getting your permit back, which I'm sure you will someday.
Is there like a time period that I have to wait?
Not statutorily.
No. I'll just have to like reapply and do everything again and probably go through this again?
Hopefully not. If they create your permit, you'll be good. So whatever town you live in, you reapply, hopefully they'll give you a permit and you'll be good to go.
They put a timetable on the safety course, didn't they now?
He asked if he took a safety course. I mean,
You have to restart the class.
Yeah, because I used to be good forever.
Correct.
You have to go through the process.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you all.
All right. You guys have a good evening.
Good luck.
You too.
Thank